All right. It's medication time. It's time for another Dr. Varga podcast. Host Dr. Varga. This episode, I'll be reviewing the new Steven Seagal movie, Attrition. And all right, let me go into the gist of this. He's an ex-special forces operative named Axe. Yes, that's his name, Axe. You know, like from Demolition, like from WWE, like back in the day, you know what I mean? A-X-E, like the body spray. He's an ex-special forces operative who comes out of retirement to rescue a Tigreal who supposedly has, like, mystical powers. It is so bad, but I love, like, every minute of it. Okay, let me go into this. Okay, go into the plot and then just review it with a little anecdotal comments thrown in here and there. Haunted by his violent past, the Special Forces Operative Axe immigrates to Thailand, converts to Buddhism. That's when this movie is great. Okay, this guy, Steven Seagal, Axe, he's over in the village, right? And then, like, he's, like, philosophizing the entire movie, like, there's a pigeon over there in the street. It's embodiment of the wisdom and the soul of the ancestor that came before it and sent its powers into him. And he's sweating and he's out of breath trying to get out of his philosophical lines because he's like Steven Seagal, X-Forces, like super guy, super forces operative, like Rambo. Meanwhile, he's like 300 pounds and he's wearing a giant kimono throughout the whole movie. He's got like a fedora with like a black line around it, like that doesn't even match the kimono. Then he's got on these John Lennon sunglasses, the round sunglasses, but they're like red, so like nothing matches. He's got a goatee. His hair is like dyed jet black. It's a disaster. I think he's like out of breath. Like seriously, the fakest thing in the entire movie. It wasn't even the outfit. It's the running scenes because it's kryptonite. If you run, he ain't gonna catch you. He's Steven Seagal, Superman, but yet he's like 300 pounds. He's definitely not gonna catch you. The moment like, I saw the running scene in the movie, I'm like, oh, that's a stunt double. Alright, so let me go to this one. He's ensconced in a village as an acupuncturist and a martial arts practitioner. He does an acupuncture. You barely even operate chopsticks. I mean, I don't know how he's doing that, but because he's got the big fingers. But anyways, he's one day approached by Mr. Yuen. Yuen pleads with him to rescue his eldest daughter, Tara, who's been kidnapped by a trafficking king led by K-Mom. Or Q-Mom. Yeah, Q-Mom is the villain. he's captured it, right? Okay, well, there's a great scene in this where, like, he's doing a punching bag, and it turns out he's got, like, somebody in it, and that's why he gets, like, information out of somebody about, like, where to find her. And then he, like, captures her because he thinks he's got, like, mystical healing powers that'll make him, like, an immortal or some nonsense. And then, like, he sends, like, people to go, like, find their dad or something. And then, he ends up, like, in, like, a fight in the street where, like, some guy challenges him to the death out of randomly. Then he, like, beats the ugly. Just that jujitsu, like a keto or whatever that he does. And he's over there, like, the guy's like, please, make me, you be my master, teach me your ways. When he doesn't, like, kill him, you know what I mean? He's like, here's what you do. You get some bird feathers. You put them in a bag. You go up on the roof. Then, you toss off the feathers. And then a week later, you go there. And then you'll find a pathway to enlightenment that you've never seen before. And may never see again. And he's just like philosophizing the entire movie. He's like, I see her. Go be like a rabbit in the fields. Go towards the meadow. And then, you'll be at peace. And have one with your whole self. I mean, I'm sort of like, what the hell is this guy talking about half the movie? Like, half the movie is him philosophizing. And then the other half is just, like, fight scenes and, like, whatever the criminals are doing. Very weird movie. It's, like, one dichotomy compared to, like, the other, you know what I mean? Here's what ends up happening. Axe eventually agrees to the job and puts together a team compromising of businessman Chin Man and fellow ex-operatives Ying Ying Infidel, Hollywood, and Scarecrow. So now he's got like his own team of like, but he's still like philosophizing. He's thinking like, we're gonna go into the door and then we're gonna look around in the darkness and then see our souls, and then at that point we'll win the battle. And you know, he's just like rambling on and on the entire movie. Like, I have no idea what the hell he's talking about the entire movie. He's talking about like rabbits in the meadows, and like the feathers one is the greatest. The feathers off the roof. Oh my god. We just should have thrown this movie off the roof after I rented it from the Red Box. But yeah, okay. So then at a medical hall in Mongla, X is confronted by K-Mom's right hand man, Black Claw Ma, but swiftly knocks him out. Like it's like nothing. He just destroys the guy in like 30 seconds. Then after that, X's team raids Q-Mom's nightclub, and Chin-Mon finishes off Black Claw. X rescues Terra and kills K-Mom with a broadsword, and like one of the worst fights I've ever seen. It's like in slow motion. Steve Scott, he can't even lift his legs. I mean, if he's lifting his legs in this movie, you know it's a stunt double, okay? And then, of course, like after he ends up with him doing a soliloquy about the erosion of traditional values and the corruption of Asian martial arts. He's like, the cartels and the Yakuza are like running the martial arts now. And like, it's evil. And then like, we need to make it enlightened again. Like back in the day of the samurai. And he's just like rambling on and on. The movie's horrible, but I loved every minute of it. Just the lines, the bird feathers one is the greatest thing. That'd be the greatest thing ever. Yeah, two thumbs way down, but it's probably two thumbs way up for the comedy. Peace out, peeps. Have a good one. Kingdom's podcast. Quinn and myself, Sir William, Swooted On, Rockstar Ryan, and King Kyle. Peace out, peeps. Have a good one.